With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Tense moments in a courtroom in New York.
Salman Rushdie sat across a New York courtroom from his convicted attacker, Hadi Mattar, at Mattar's federal terrorism trial, telling jurors about the ambush that nearly killed him, blinding him in one eye, in the 2022 attack at a cultural center where Rushdie was scheduled to speak about threats to writers and artists. Mattar is currently serving a 25-year state prison sentence for his attempted murder charge conviction. In the federal terrorism trial, prosecutors say Mattar was acting on an Iranian leader's 1989 call for Rushdie's death because of Rushdie's novel, The Satanic Verses. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
After a judge sharply criticized the Justice Department, the Trump administration has withdrawn subpoenas against three New York Times reporters.
Those subpoenas had sought testimony from those reporters in front of a grand jury as the government investigates what it says are leaks about the safety and security measures on Air Force One. President Donald Trump recently began using a Qatari-donated jet, a Boeing 747, that the Times reported lacks certain safety features, including anti-missile defenses. The government reached its decision to withdraw the subpoenas at a hearing where Judge Arun Subramanian criticized the Justice Department's decision-making. The judge said that rules and legal precedents require other investigative steps before seeking subpoenas.
That is correspondent Michael Cisak reporting. President Trump is having governors as well as electricity companies pledging now to aim at shielding consumers from higher utility bills because of data centers. The move highlights the controversy surrounding the AI development process. This is SRN News. Persecution is on the rise. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
International Christian Concern has released its 2026 report, and it finds that religious freedom is under siege in a lot of places. The report states that, quote, governments are increasingly tightening their grip on religious expression while transnational repression, displacement, and systemic discrimination continue to impact vulnerable communities. At the same time, Western technologies and markets are being leveraged to enable or sustain persecution. Michael Harrington reporting.
Lutheran World Relief mobilizing an emergency response to help families affected by catastrophic flooding in Texas. Ministry officials focusing on providing emergency shelter, safe drinking water, food, medical care, cleanup supplies, as well as support for families displaced by the high water. Officials say they've done a lot, but still a lot to be done. This is SRN News. Well, President Trump has welcomed the world champions, the Los Angeles Dodgers, during a Rose Garden event celebrating the team's second title in as many years. The president said Shohei Ohtani is, well, already a legend.
Last year, Shohei did what was previously unthinkable. Nobody thought it was possible. He collected his third straight unanimous league MVP with a franchise record, 55 home runs. And if you would have told me you can be the best pitcher and the best hitter at the same time, you know, Babe Ruth was pretty close to that.
That's a fact. Oil has climbed to its highest price since May after increased fighting in the Middle East threatened to slow the global flow of crude. Brent oil up to $100, up from $72 earlier in the month. Meanwhile, stocks took a beating. The Dow lost 506 points. More details at srnnews.com.